Palestinian human rights groups are trying to initiate an international investigation into the treatment of Palestinian civilians by the Israeli military during the Gaza war that could amount to war crimes on August the 1st. And only 2 hours into a 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire, Israel sealed off Gaza's southern city of Rafah and began shelling it in an attempt to rescue a captured soldier. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights and the Al-Mizan Rights Group, the Israeli military fired at least 500 artillery shells and launched at least 100 airstrikes on Rafah within a span of 24 hours. The two-day operation led to the death of at least 190 Palestinians, 55 of them were children, and 36 others women. 14 victims were from the same family.
We were surprised that they struck the Abu Shawrab family house, which has 60 to 70 people around it. All of them were women and children. There were no men. We stayed at the house for an hour bleeding. An ambulance tried to reach us, but a rocket was fired, so it turned around. Later, another ambulance could reach us and took us to the hospital. I felt that my four-year-old son was killed by an F-16 airstrike. How can you launch an airstrike from an F-16 and split a child in two?
We were helping people, and the Israelis were striking us with the F-16. We couldn't help the children and women that were injured. What happened was not normal. That rider was very bad. The images that we saw will live with us forever.
As it turned out later, the suspected capture of the Israeli soldier was false and that he'd been killed in an exchange of fire with Palestinian fighters. The Israeli army has confirmed that Rafah residents were prevented from leaving the area, adding that the incident is under investigation. Over 2,160 Palestinians were killed during the recent Israeli aggression against Gaza, nearly three-quarters of them civilians. From the Israeli side, 66 soldiers and 5 civilians lost their lives. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says a probe into alleged Israeli war crimes in Gaza is possible if Palestinians join the Rome Statute that governs the court, according to Fatou Ben Soud. The reason why the ICC hasn't opened an investigation is that it lacks jurisdiction. Ben Soud rejected allegations that the ICC's lack of action was due to political pressure. She noted that Palestine could now join the Rome Statute because it was upgraded to a non-member UN state with observer status in 2012. Palestinians are seeking justice for Israel's brutal aggression on Gaza. They've in the past asked the ICC to investigate Israeli war crimes during its Gaza offensive back in 2008 and 2009. But so far, there's been no probe, as Palestine is not an ICC member state.